House Republicans grilling Anthony Fauci in closed-door session on pandemic-era failures. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 8, 2024. House Republicans on the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic are questioning Dr. Anthony Fauci on Monday and Tuesday in closed-door sessions. The focus, according to Committee Chairman Representative Brad Winstrup, RO, is pandemic-era failures. Members of the committee are expected to question Fauci about many failures surrounding the coronavirus pandemic, including Fauci's participation in casting doubt on the theory that the coronavirus came from a lab leak. The subcommittee shared a photo of four boxes, presumably filled with questions, on social media. For the first time since retiring from public service, Dr. Anthony Fauci will appear in front of Congress, it announced. At COVID Select has prepared more than 200 pages of questions and approximately 100 exhibits, the committee continued. 2 days, 14 hours. Serious work needs serious answers, it added. Winstrup repeated that sentiment to the Daily Mail, stating, Americans demand and deserve explanations for any pandemic-era failures. This is an opportunity for Dr. Fauci to explain his COVID-19 policy positions. His forthcoming, honest, and transparent testimony over the next 2 days is critical for improving our nation's future public health responses, he added. Others previewed the sessions as well. This, of course, is far from the first time Fauci will appear before members of Congress, infamously facing off with Senator Rand Paul, RKY, on changing the definition of gain-of-function research to suit his purposes in November 2021. Paul famously told Fauci during that hearing, "You're simply saying it doesn't exist because you changed the definition on the NIH website. This is terrible and you're completely trying to escape the idea that we should do something about trying to prevent a pandemic from leaking from a lab. And what you've done is change the definition on your website to try to cover your ass, basically. That's what you've done, you've changed the website to change the definition that doesn't include the risky research that's going on. Until you admit that it's risky, we're not going to get anywhere. You have to admit that this research was risky. The NIH has now rebuked them, your own agency has rebuked them. You're still unwilling to admit that they gained in function when they say they became sicker. They gained in lethality. It's a new virus. That's not gain of function? Until you accept responsibility, we're not going to get anywhere close to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous. And for that lack of judgment, I think it's time that you resign." Paul told Fauci, chief of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the time. Watch, Rand Paul grills Fauci on gain of function, you changed the definition to cover your ass. Related, watch, Rand Paul grills Anthony Fauci on coronavirus booster shots. The committee received support from Paul as well. Godspeed, at COVID Select, he exclaimed. Fauci must be held accountable.